AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Baseball, more good news for the Dodgers. We get this report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The reigning World Series champs have worked out a five-year, $182 million contract with left-hander Blake Snell. The contract is subject to a physical. Snell opted out of his deal with the Giants after one injury-filled season. He threw a no-hitter against the Reds on August 2nd. But made just 20 starts, going 5-3 with a 2.43 earned run average. He earned his second Cy Young Award in 2023, going 14-9 with a 2.25 ERA with the Padres. Snell broke into the majors in 2016 and is 26-58 with a 3.19 earned run average.
College basketball. A couple of the game's blue bloods collided in Las Vegas when top-ranked Kansas squared off with number 11 Duke. Correspondent Steve Kearney tells the story.
The Jayhawks blow a 13-point first-half lead, but Kansas escapes with a 75-72 win over number 11 Duke at the Terry's Chocolate Vegas Showdown. DeJuan Harris Jr. led the Jayhawks with 14 points, 10 coming in the first half. He was one of four Kansas players in double figures. Harris says the game felt like one that could have been played in March.
I feel like it was great, like a March Madness game. I mean, Duke had a lot of people too, so I think it was a great back and forth game, and we knew they was gonna come back. It's a game of runs always, but you know, it was a great game. We had fun, so we had fun out there.
Cooper Flagg was held to just 13 points, 11 in the second half, while Con Knuppel had 11 points but was 0-for-8 from three-point range, including missing the potential game-tying three at the buzzer. Kansas improves to 6-0, while Duke falls to 4-2.
Two-time defending champ UConn coach Dan Hurley has called his team's visit to the Maui Invitational a, quote, tough 2 days. First, the Huskies lost Monday in overtime to Memphis. Then on Tuesday, UConn fell to Colorado 73-72. Hurley complained about the officiating after the Memphis game, then said a late no call in the game against the Buffs was even worse.
Yeah, it was more egregious because, you know, I saw the replay of it. It's obviously, you know, it's ironic, but that's not why I think our defense has been just so dreadful. Just so dreadful.
Colorado draws another tough assignment Wednesday when it meets number 5 Iowa State, which downed Dayton 89-84, while UConn faces Dayton, with the loser finishing in last place. Another top-flight Tuesday matchup had 9th-ranked Alabama putting in extra effort against number 6 Houston. Correspondent Denny Camp has details.
Mark Sears scores a team-high 24 points to help 9th-ranked Alabama top 6th-ranked Houston 85-80 in overtime. Sears scored 8 of Alabama's final 14 points as the Crimson Tide overcame a 4-point deficit in the final minute of regulation to earn the win and improve to 5-1 on the season. Head coach Nate Oates.
We knew it was going to be a tight game, and we made enough plays, particularly late in regulation, late in overtime, to win the game.
Muhammad Jabate added 10 points and 16 boards to help secure the win. LJ Cryer tallied 19 of his game high, 30 in the second half for Houston, which dropped to 3-2.
In other top 10 action, number 8 Kentucky bounced Western Kentucky 87-68. Back with more after this. Pro basketball, two of the West's playoff contenders met when the Suns hosted the Lakers. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more.
The Suns' five-game skid is over after Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant returned to help them blow out the Lakers, 127-100. Beal and Durant each scored 23 points, with Beal hitting 10 of his 15 shots, including 3 of 6 from three-point range. Beal had missed 5 straight games, and Durant 7 in a row, both with a strained left calf. Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer.
And they're two great players, and you know, for them to miss, you know, a significant period of time and come back and play the way they did, it's a credit to them.
Phoenix took control in the third quarter, outscoring the Lakers 36-18 to go up by 20. Devin Booker delivered 26 points and 10 assists to help the Suns overcome 25 points and 15 rebounds by LA's Anthony Davis.
In other Tuesday play, the Rockets needed overtime to hold off the Timberwolves 117-111. The Bulls handed the Wizards their 12th straight loss, 127-108. Milwaukee, without Giannis, beat Miami 106-103, and the Spurs defeated the Jazz 128-115. Pro football Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill can dispose of the traffic citations he received in September. This after an altercation following his being pulled over for speeding outside Hard Rock Stadium before the team's season opener on September 8th. The tickets were dismissed after the charging officers didn't show up for a Monday hearing. College football, North Carolina coach Mack Brown will not return for the 2025 season. However, he will coach the Tar Heels for the regular season finale on Saturday versus NC State. Hockey, Jake DeBrusk plays the hero for the Canucks on the road against his former Bruins team. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Jake DeBrusk punctuated his return to Boston with a game-winning goal in the Canucks' 2-0 win over the Bruins. Playing in his first game against his former team after leaving in free agency, DeBrusk netted his sixth goal of the year on a backhand rebound at 5:53 of the second period.
It was kind of one of those things where you're trying to keep it as normal as possible, but honestly, as soon as you get out there on that ice, it was pretty intense, not gonna lie.
Connor Garland added an empty netter in the third. Kevin Lankinen recorded 32 saves for his second shutout of the season in Vancouver's second straight win. Jeremy Swayman stopped 13 of 14 shots as Boston fell for the fourth time in six games.
In Tuesday's other NHL game, Utah beat Montreal in overtime 3-2. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.